This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said, guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government, Mr. Nadda said this government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country. Mr. Nadda termed the NDA government at the centre as an effective government which takes bold decisions.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ji ke netritv mein hum 11 saal poore kar rahe hain jo viksit bharat aur viksit bharat mein amrit kaal aur amrit kaal ke liye jo seva sushasan aur garib kalyan is pe jo samarpit 11 saal Pradhan Mantri Modi ji ke netritv mein karya hua hai, it should be written in golden words.
Mr. Nadda alleged that the previous government before 2014 was involved in corruption and also there was an atmosphere of negativism. Mr. Nadda further said the Narendra Modi government has worked on the core principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. In Chhattisgarh, an additional superintendent of police was martyred in an IED blast triggered by Maoists. The incident took place in Sukma district this morning when a team of police personnel was on patrol in view of a bandh called tomorrow by Naxalites. A pressure-improvised explosive device planted by Naxalites exploded near Dondra village on Konta Erabor Road. ASP Konta Akash Rao Giripunje was killed and some other police personnel were injured in the incident. Four passengers died and 13 others were injured in a local train accident in Mumbai's Thane this morning. According to Central Railway CPRO Swapnil Neela, the incident occurred between Mumbra and Kalwa railway stations when passengers travelling on the footboard of a local train or route to Kasara collided with those on another local train heading towards Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj terminus. As a result, several passengers fell onto the tracks. An investigation into the incident is underway. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed grief over the incident. The Indian government has clarified the reports claiming a ban on Indian citizens travelling to Saudi Arabia are incorrect. According to government sources, the Saudi Arabian government has not issued any notification on the matter. It was further clarified that as a matter of practice, during the Hajj season, there are temporary restrictions on short-term visas to avoid overcrowding. These restrictions will be lifted after the conclusion of Hajj. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set for his first journey to space aboard SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow evening for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida in the United States will begin the journey at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma extended his best wishes to Shubhanshu for his upcoming space mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to great hero of the freedom struggle Bhagwan Birsa Munda on the occasion of his martyrdom day today. In a social media post, he said Bhagwan Birsa Munda dedicated his life to the welfare of tribal brothers and sisters and the protection of their rights. Mr. Modi added that his sacrifice and devotion will continue to inspire the people of the country. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz pulled off a remarkable comeback last night to defend his French Open title, defeating world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping five-set epic that lasted 5 hours and 29 minutes. And with that, we end this news bulletin.